Okay, what I'd like to do tonight, we're going to do a malacha that I haven't taught yet. I've had these notes on this malacha for a very long time because it's a malacha that is very applicable, it's very nogea, but for whatever reason, I just never ended up teaching it in class or in my Tuesday morning class, and so that's why I'm recording it now for Torah time. I'm going to do the malacha of bone, malacha of building. It's one of the Lamentes Malachos, and of course by the Mishkan, all of the 39 Malachos are based on what was done in the Mishkan, as we've said many times. So of course, building in the Mishkan, now that's pretty obvious. You have the Mishkan itself, the planks, and the walls being assembled in general, so that we have Bona building in the Mishkan. So the Deiraisa, Torah law that forbids the building is only when the building is going to be there permanently. It's going to be there for good. But even if it's not going to be there permanent, if it's only a temporary structure, a temporary building, we say also that that is forbidden on a derabanan level. Something forbidden with derabanan, as we've had a number of times, there's something that's asr min haTorah, according to the deraisa. But the derabanan come along and they say things are asr, even if it's over here, even if it's not a permanent binyan, even if it's not a permanent structure. So when the common usage of the word building is if you think of a house or some type of building that you make, that's bona. But the truth is that the malach of bona applies not only by building a house or something like that, but in many, many objects also we say that there is the iser, there's the prohibition of building. So something that we discussed last week was leveling the ground, right? So when we discussed last week the halachos of plowing and choresh, so we discussed leveling the ground and we discussed playing ball and kugelach and soccer and using a broom, things that you may come to level the ground. So all those stuff that we discussed last week as far as leveling the ground, if you do that outdoors to soil, outdoors, that's what we discussed last week as far as choresh. And because leveling the ground outdoors, that is included in plowing. All of that is done indoors is really not choresh. That is bona. It's building. Because if you have a house and my kitchen floor is made of soil, it's an earthen floor, and then I sweep and I level out the ground, so really we included that last week in choresh, but really inside the house, that's really under the category of building because you're smoothing out your floor. This way your kitchen floor is now a perfect flat surface, so then that is included under bona. But again, we discussed the details last week as far as when you're allowed to sweep, and nowadays, generally speaking, you're allowed to sweep the floor because it's tiled, and most of the floors in the neighborhood are tiled as well. So that we discussed last week, but really inside the house, that's included in bona and building. Building a structure, so building a structure on the ground, even if it's not attached to the ground, is also forbidden. So we're discussing the malacha of bona, of building, so that is forbidden. Anything that's, first of all, that's on the ground, and that means that you can't make a wall or a fence, even by placing bricks. I know in my backyard, I don't know who put them there, but somebody who lived there before, there's a whole bunch of bricks in my backyard. I imagine it used to be pretty one day, way back, and there's a whole bunch of bricks. So if you would take those bricks and just make like a little bit of a wall because you want to prevent, you know, something from, you know, coming in. Let's say you know it's going to rain later and you want to prevent something to come in, or you're stopping bugs or something like that. So to make any type of fence with those bricks on the ground, even though it's not firm and I could just remove the bricks anyway, so besides the bricks on muktzah, but that would be included in building on Shabbos. Anything that's on the ground, the bricks or rocks around the garden to protect it, that is all not allowed. And also pitching a tent. If the kids want to go outside and they want to pitch a tent, they want to have a play, and they have a secret house and these things. So pitching a tent, of course you have to get involved in what's chinuch, what the age is of chinuch, but that is also included. That's building. That's considered bona. You're building a structure. They're, you know, pitching a tent, opening up a tent. Let's say they ask you for help. They want to pitch the tent because you took them on a camping trip a couple weeks ago. So now they want to show their friends how to do it in their backyard one Shabbos afternoon, and they want to have a secret clubhouse, and they ask you for your help, you know, ask your husband for your help, or, you know, to open it up. So that is not allowed. That's bona. You're building, you're opening up a tent on Shabbos. That is not allowed. Besides making a new structure, but repairing a structure is also included in bona. So if, let's say, a beam falls and you want to reposition a beam, that has slipped from its proper place, so then you're not allowed to fix that. Meaning you have a building, you have a house, or a sukkah, or something like that, and you want to fix a certain beam, a certain structure that's in, you know, for sure by a sukkah, you have a beam that's firmly set in place with the screws and everything, and then you want to fix it because it slipped out of place, so then you're repairing a structure that's also included in bona and building, and that is not allowed. If you have a door, and the doorknob comes off, and let's hold off on a second if somebody's locked in the door. But if the doorknob falls off, or the handle to a drawer, this happened to me just last Shabbos, a week and a half ago. You have a screw, you know, like in one of the drawers in the kitchen, and the screw comes off, and my son showed it to me and said, oh, the screw came off. So you're not allowed to screw it back on, because even though it's just a tiny little screw and a tiny little knob, or the doorknob on the door, you put that back in, you are not allowed to, because you're repairing the structure, you're adding to the structure. It's a drawer that's part of the house. It's a door that's part of the house. That's not allowed to be put back on Shabbos. That's all included in the Isser of Bona.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
One time, a long time ago, when my kids were still in strollers, on Shabbos I was pushing the stroller and the wheel fell off.
Wow, okay.
And we were only about three houses away from my house, so I just picked the baby up and walked home and left it there. But somebody said, oh, you didn't need to do that. You could have put the wheel back on.
Put the wheel back on, you would not be allowed to. Even loosely, you would not be allowed to. We're going to get to that shortly, because since it's something that's normal to put on tight, so even if you put it on loosely, we don't let midrabanan, because you may come to tighten it. We'll discuss things that are supposed to remain loose. But something that's normally put on tight, you're for sure not allowed to put it on tight, and you are not allowed to put it even on loosely, because you may come to tighten it. So that could be bone. It also could be makabapatish, which is a different malacha, which we haven't discussed yet, that you're fixing something, you did the right thing. I'm assuming there was an Erev, you were pushing the stroller, so there was an Erev anyway. And so now, did you have to leave it there? That I don't think the stroller is muksa. I don't think the stroller will be muksa, even though you would consider the stroller broken. But I don't think that will be muksa. It's usable, you know, as long as it doesn't tip over. You could place a baby inside, and it's usable. So I don't think the stroller will be muksa. But you definitely did the right thing to not attach the wheel. That would be included in bona, or at least makom
patash. But I could have gone back and just taking the baby home and gone back to get it and brought it, carried it.
Yeah,
back.
I think so. Yeah, I would imagine so.
And the wheel.
And the wheel. So what about the wheel itself? Is the wheel muksa? Maybe. Maybe the wheel will be muksa in such a case, because you can't tighten it. But wait a second. Remember when we were discussing the halachos of muksa, we had four classes on muksa, and we discussed that if a button falls off, so Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that if it's a button, that a specific type of button, that you specifically want that button to put back on your outfit, so then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that that's not muksa, because it doesn't have no purpose. It has a purpose, because you want to be able to put it back. Of course, you can't sew the button back on Shabbos, but we said that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that that's not muksa, because you want to be able to put it back. So I would imagine, now that I'm thinking, the wheel also perhaps would be like that. Of course, you want this wheel to put back on the stroller. This is where it belongs, and the stroller is supposed to have this wheel. I would imagine, since you specifically want this wheel for it, I would think right now that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would say that that wheel is also not muksa. The stroller itself, I would imagine for sure, is not muksa, but the wheel itself, I would think, is also not muksa.
Okay? But you can't put the wheel on the stroller.
Oh, so that's what we were discussing. That's how we got to it. Yeah. That we were learning tonight the halachas of bona, a building. So if a structure, something comes off, a doorknob falls off of a door, or a little knob falls off of a drawer, or a good example, the wheel falls off of the stroller, so you're not allowed to put it back on, even though the structure was already there from before. I'm just adding just one part to it, but that is all included in bona. That is all included in building. If you have a broken window, kids are playing ball outside, let's say we discussed last week ball, but let's say they're playing catch and it hit the window, broke the window, so you want to cover up the window. You can't cover it with like a metal or a plywood, because that is considered building. You're fixing the window, you're covering it up there, and even to put it loosely, you're not allowed to put it there. Now what you'll be allowed to do is just to hang something up, like with a hook, or we'll discuss hanging other things on hooks. But as far as just maybe just like a curtain, you don't want someone to look in or something like that, just so no bugs maybe you're hoping won't fly in. So to just hang a curtain on a hook, that will be allowed if there's a hook there already from before or something. But to cover it with like a cardboard or something like that, that would also not be allowed. Let's say the bottom part of a broom falls off on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to take the bottom part of the broom. And we discussed last week that we say you're allowed to sweep on Shabbos inside the house, but you're not allowed to take the bottom part of the broom and attach it, screw it back on to the pole, because that is bona, that is your building. And Nissen Krelitz even says that the stick is now muksa, because the stick has no use. The stick is really useless right now. The broom itself, the bottom part, he says, is not muksa, because that you could really could sweep the floor if you get on your hands and knees. You could bend over and do that. So that part is not muksa. But to go attach it back again on Shabbos, that is not allowed. That's all included in bona.
Does that apply only if it's like completely separate, or if it's like just coming apart a little bit, then you can use?
If it's coming apart a little bit, then it's not a problem. By sewing, we say you're not allowed to just pull the string a little bit, because that's already sewing. But as far as bona, then it's not a problem. It's already attached to it. You just want to tighten it a little bit, so that you didn't build anything right there. That was it. Was already still usable.
Can you take a thread and wrap it around the button?
A button, yeah. To wrap it around, you're allowed to. But to pull it and then tighten it like that we say is not allowed. You have to control yourself, because during the week it's just a natural tendency to do that. I know by tzitzis, you know, like the knot at the bottom of the tzitzis sometimes gets loose, especially on a talus. You only use it once a week, Shabbos talus, and you just have like subconsciously you just give it a little bit of a yank. What I used to do, I probably should still do it, but every Friday afternoon I used to go over to my Shabbos talus and just tighten the knot, because then this way I won't do it Shabbos morning. But you know, like all these things, you have them stopping after a few months, and I have to control myself in Shabbos. But yeah, but that's something that you have to be careful of. Those are as far as repairing a structure. Adding to an existing structure, meaning nothing was broken, it's just the doorknob was never put on yet. I bought a new door, or the doorknob broke, so I went to Home Depot Friday afternoon and I bought a new doorknob, and I got so busy on Friday and I never got a chance to put the doorknob on the door. So now comes Shabbos and I want to put the doorknob on. So of course, you're not allowed to put the doorknob on Shabbos. Adding a bookcase, if you want to attach a bookcase to the wall, right? You have a lot of times you have a Swarovski trunk or a bookcase and they have a way that you could attach it to the wall, and let's say it was shaking on Shabbos and you got nervous, or maybe Chas v'Shalom could fall and hurt somebody, so you want to go attach it to the wall, that's not allowed. Anything attaching to an existing structure, even though nothing was broken, you're not repairing anything, it's still not allowed to be done on Shabbos.
Even if it was like on the back of a mirror, I have a standing mirror, there's like a chain that's attached to the wall.
Okay.
So if that chain comes off.
So a chain, that is allowed. We'll see as far as hanging up pictures, we'll get to that shortly. As far as just hanging, or blinds, Venetian blinds, hanging on a hook, and I imagine, if I'm understanding correctly, a chain also, just to hang it up on the chain, that we say is allowed. Because that doesn't become part of the structure, part of the house. That's just hanging on a hook.
So what are you talking about with a bookcase? Like nailing it to the wall?
Yes, like nailing it to the wall. Anyways, you can't bang in a nail, but like somehow drilling it in, meaning of course an electric thing you would never do, but that's just something obvious that, you know, that's connecting it to the wall, that for sure is not allowed. If a mezuzah falls off the wall on Shabbos, but first, one more thing as far as the doorknob. Let's say the doorknob falls off on Shabbos, and let's say, so how do you open the door? We said you can't put the doorknob back in, and you're not allowed to put the doorknob back in even loosely, because like we mentioned before, because you may come to tighten it. To put the doorknob in tightly, that's asur mideraisa, that's asur according to Torah law. To put it in loosely, that is asur midrabbanan, because you may come to tighten it. So what should you do, especially if someone's stuck inside and you want to get out? So the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa says a very simple idea is you take a screwdriver. You could put the screwdriver in the hole, if you could do it, and you could turn it and open up the door like that. And we discussed when we learned the halachos of muksa, a screwdriver is muksa, but it's a kli. And a kli is allowed to be used l'tzarech gufo. You're allowed to use a muksa kli for the purpose of something that's a utensil, that it's muksa, it is muksa, but it's allowed to be used for its own purpose. And therefore you could take the screwdriver and open up the door like that, and then once you're holding the screwdriver, you put it away, but then you're allowed to open the door like that. If a child is locked inside the bathroom, then you're allowed to do whatever you need to do. You could put back the doorknob, and you could break down the door, whatever. We say, the Mishnah Berurah says that already could get into the category of a suffik pekuach nefesh, because a child could start crying, he could get a nervous breakdown, he could hyperventilate, he could get really, really scared. How old of a child? Depends on the child, how nervous he'll get. But if there's no window that he could climb out of, and the door is locked, and the doorknob broke, you're allowed to do whatever you need to do, break down the door, attach a doorknob, whatever is necessary to be done. But if an adult is in there, so you could use a screwdriver. a mezuzah. Let's say a mezuzah falls off onto the floor on Shabbos, so you're not allowed to put it back up on Shabbos. Even just the glue type, for sure not to screw it in, but even just the glue type, since you're adding it to a house, you're adding it to an existing structure, you're adding it to the house, that is included in Bona, that's included in building on Shabbos. There's a big discussion of, now that the mezuzah is on the floor, am I allowed to pick it up? Is the mezuzah case and the mezuzah itself, is it muksa? So some people are not so sure. There are those that say that it's not considered muksa. So you could rely on those people to say that it's not considered muksa. Who are those that say it's not muksa? So right. So Rabbi Yashiv says that the Rabbi Yashiv and the Deretzina, they say that it's not muksa because since it's kisvei kodesh, you could open it up and read from it on Shabbos. But there is one sefer called the Minchas Shabbos that he has a doubt that, let's say it fell on Shabbos, which is usually the case. Usually you would notice it, you know, it depends where, maybe in the house. But if it fell on Shabbos, then he says maybe it's muksa. Because one, since it was attached to the doorpost when Shabbos started, so at that point I couldn't remove it. I wasn't allowed to remove it. That would be soser. You're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. So since you weren't allowed to take it off at the beginning of Shabbos, so perhaps it remains muksa the entire Shabbos. So that's where the suffix is involved, but other Paiskim say it's okay. You're allowed to pick it up. There are those that say you should try and pick it up with a shinui, like with your wrists, if it's possible. But it's definitely a bizoyan. It's a disgrace for the mezuzah to be on the floor, especially someone may step on it and it could become puzzle. So we'll say that Rabbi Yashiv holds and others that you're allowed to pick it up. If you can, you could try and pick it up, you know, with your wrists, try and pick it up with some type of a shinui.
But it has, like, isn't it almost like a sitter? Because of what's inside.
Right, but the question is if it's muksa. The question is if it's muksa, because since it fell on Shabbos, perhaps it's muksa. A sitter by no means is muksa, so then of course it's allowed.
Yeah, but you can leave it on the floor. It's almost like
so it's a bizoyan. So because right. of that, so we're going to rely on those that say that that you're allowed to pick it up. I think we discussed at one point, maybe after a shir one time, newspapers that have Divrei Torah in it, words of Torah, like a lot of newspapers have. They have different articles and advertisements, and then there's a few pages about Torah. So the Chazon Ish says such a newspaper is muksa, because since it has advertisements in it, that makes the whole thing muksa. And the Chazon Ish says that even if it's on the floor, you're not allowed to pick it up. So we discussed that at one point. I don't know if we ever said that. We discussed that. So what do you mean? It's a bizarre. This Divrei Torah. It's on the floor. And Chazon Ish is like, I feel terrible, what can I tell you? But it's muksa. You know, if it's muksa, it's muksa. So, but over here, there are those that say that it's not muksa. So therefore, we'll say you're allowed to pick it up. If you could pick it up with your wrists or some type of shinui in an abnormal way, so then that'll be allowed. Blinds. Blinds that attach to the wall. So if it's just on a hook, so then we say that will be allowed. But if it's like tightly attached onto the walls, onto the screen, or whatever it is, then that is not allowed. But Moshe Feinstein says that if it's a type of blinds that are just simply on a hook, and it's very easy to put on and take off, even though I really no reason why I would take it off, I leave it on there for a long time, but Moshe Feinstein says that since it's only on a hook, we don't say that it's considered part of the house. It's not considered as if I added to the house itself. It's just simply on a chain, on a hook, or something like that. Then he says that is allowed. And therefore, Moshe Feinstein says if they fall off on Shabbos, he says it's not muksa, because you could just pick it up off the floor and put it back. It can't be bona. It can't be in a way where it's tightly attached to the windows. But if it's just on a hook, then it'll be allowed. You have to know your own personal blinds, your own personal shades, how it is. Also, a screen. You're allowed to open up a window and open up a screen on Shabbos, but if the screen came off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go ahead and attach it to the wall, because that's firmly attached into the wall. That's not just like on a hook or on a chain or something like that. To attach a screen into the window on Shabbos, that is not allowed. I was in someone's house for Shabbos a few months ago, and they had the screen off, and I said, I hope you're not planning on putting that in on Shabbos. And the person said, yeah, why not? But, you know, you're allowed to open up a screen on Shabbos. I said, yeah, you're allowed to open up and close a screen on Shabbos, but if it's off, you're not allowed to put it on. So, whoa, who is that? I never heard such a thing. So, explain to them that's the halacha. I think they even had a certain sefer over there that I showed it to them, and I read it to them. It was an English sefer, and I read it to them. So fine, then they believe me. But that's the halacha, that you're allowed to open up and close a window, you're allowed to open up and close a screen, but if it's off, you're not allowed to go ahead and put it in on Shabbos.
What's the difference between the screen and the blinds?
The blinds are only allowed if it's just simply on a hook. And Moshe Feinstein only lets if it's just on a hook. It depends on the blinds. But the screen is into the wall. It's into the window
there
pane.
There are some screens that just hang. On the older
okay.
Screens,
yeah. I don't have. Yeah.
There
are such things.
I grew up in was like that.
Right.
Just
and they're just move. And they're very movable.
Yeah,
they're very.
They just kind of swing. Well,
oh, okay. So then.
The bottom, so it doesn't latch. Swing in and out.
Okay, I'd have to see it to get a clear idea. But if it's just simply a hook, similar to just like Venetian blinds or something like that, then perhaps the Moshe Feinstein would say that that's motoroso. Could be. Okay, like we said, if it's securely added, then it's asur midaraisa. If it's just loosely, then it's forbidden midarabanan because you may come to untighten it.
Someone opens the window and they have those adjustable screens. They just kind of put it in there. They place it in.
What do you mean by that? I don't understand.
Like some people don't. Let's say she didn't have a screen in her window. When she opened it up,
right.
they make a screen that's about this big and it's adjustable to fit right the size of the window. You
just
kind of
lean
put
it there.
Kind of
and it's just leaned there.
And close the window on top of it.
No, it fits in like
you can adjust the size. Of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But then it snaps into place,
no,
right? No.
Yeah, you just push it to fill the space.
Yeah,
and
like grooves.
You push
and but it's just simply up against the sides of the window panes, but you could just easily move it out.
The grooves
in the grooves, all right, that's the word, okay. In the grooves,
it's not
sure.
Fixed in it very tightly, like you can easily
just push it in.
Yeah,
right.
It's pretty easy.
Then it'll be okay. Quite possibly it'll be okay over there as well. I would imagine the Moshe Feinstein would say it's okay over there as well. That's, I would think. I can't say for sure, but if the Moshe Feinstein would say by the hooks, quite possible he would say it over here as well, because it's not exactly like a hook, but it's not securely into like the regular screens that I'm imagining.
Right.
So quite possible that would be allowed, Shabbos. If you have a table as four legs or a chair with four legs and one of the legs breaks off, so you're not allowed to stick it back in, even loosely, because that's forbidden midarabanan, because you may come to stick it in tightly. That will be included in bone. If you stick it in tightly into the chair or the table, that would be forbidden by Torah law, by midaraisa. But if you do it loosely, that's only also midarabanan, but definitely you shouldn't do that either, because you may come to tighten it.
Can you take the extensions that some people have in the tables?
Oh, we're going to get to the leaves in the table. Can we get there? It's right there on the next page. We got that. If it's something, we keep on saying that if it's something that's normal to be put in tightly, so then for sure you're not allowed to put in tightly, but you're also not allowed to do it loosely because you may come to tighten it. If it's something that is made to stay loose, it's normal for it to stay loose, then you are allowed to put it in loosely because we're not afraid you may come to tighten it because it's supposed to stay loose. So let's say you have a necklace and you want to put in what's it called? A pendant? That's what they you know, you slip it through. So I don't even know how it's possible to tighten anything over there. It's normal to stay, you know, you have your name or whatever it says, and it's supposed to stay loose, so then you're allowed to put that in on Shabbos because that is considered loose and it's going to stay loose. That's not considered bone. However, this leniency of something being loose and it's allowed, you're allowed to do it if it's loose, that is only allowed if it's something like a necklace, but if it's connected to a house, then that's not allowed. Meaning, let's say you have a bookcase and has like, or a closet and has like a sliding door, and it's, you know, there's, I don't have any of those in my house, but yeah, plenty of those type of things that has like a sliding closet door. So to slip that in on Shabbos, even though that's really considered loose, but since that's part of a house, that would not be allowed. So now I'm thinking about those screens that you're talking about. Since it's by the house, I don't know. Okay, but still, Rav Moshe Feinstein said by any type of hook, that would be allowed, even though he was talking about to a house. But this is something that's like, okay, that's also in the grooves.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think.
It's,
maybe.
I
well, you see a difference?
I see a difference because the closet was made to have those doors there. The windows are not...
You just put it by yourself, meaning that's not part of... That's not the regular closet door. I hear. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Let me ask around. Please, I'd have to ask around, and I'll think more about it, and we'll try to get back to you as far as that. For now, just get the regular screens, I guess. A drawer. Let's say you have a dresser. So you have a drawer that comes out totally. So a lot of times, a lot of drawers, it comes out. The drawer comes out completely, right? Who remembers when we spoke about that last? spoke about that by buses, right? By buses and mukta, we differentiated between if it's a drawer that comes out totally or if it's still connected. Well, let's say you have a drawer and you pull it and whoops, it totally comes out. So am I allowed to put it back in on Shabbos? So that's something that's considered loose. It just goes in and out, in and out. So that is allowed to be put back on Shabbos because that's loose. However, if it is a big enough closet or a big enough bookcase that it's considered like a building, or it's considered like a house, then we say that that's forbidden. Because again, something that's loose on like a necklace or something like that, that is permitted. If it's to a house, like the sliding closet doors, then we say even though it's loose, that is not allowed. So when you have a drawer, so it depends how big this armoire, this chest is. If it's 1 amma by 1 amma by 3 ammas, then we say it's big enough and it's considered like a house. That's approximately 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. Approximately, maybe a little bit less than that. So 6 feet is pretty big. It's pretty big. Plenty of armoires are shorter than that. 6 feet is about the height of a person, a little higher than a regular man. So it has to be that height. If it's that big, then you can't put the drawer back in because that's a loose addition to something that's considered like a building, even if it's not attached to the wall, but it's considered like part of the building in and of itself because it's so big. But if it's smaller than that, let's say by a jewelry, you have like a little chest of a jewelry drawer. Who remembers the last time we spoke about that? By Borer, we spoke about it, right? Because we said if you have a drawer with a little jewelry and all your jewelry is mixed in such a drawer, so as far as Borer and that. Okay, just testing. But it's amazing how many halachas we learned over here. Muksa, Borer, it's great. So just a quick review. But something like that, that's tiny. So of course, that drawer is made to come out and you could take it out totally and you put it back in. That's not considered bona whatsoever. This, yeah, I would imagine, is this, I don't think this is too big. I mean, is this 6 feet? Could be it's 6 feet this way, but, and so definitely a foot, but it's not, I don't know if it's an amma that way.
An amma is like a foot.
An amma is it's somewhere between, it's over a foot, but it's less than 2 feet. It's about a foot and a half, 2 feet. I'm going to have to take a measuring stick and a ruler.
By 2 feet, but this way.
So this way, is it 6 feet this way, you think? I don't know, could be. Yeah. Is this 6 feet?
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly. I'm 5'11 and 3/4". So if I would lay down on the floor, maybe we would be able to tell. But it could be. Do these drawers come totally out?
I think so.
Okay, so if it comes totally out on Shabbos, it would depend on that. It would depend if this fits that category. Quite possibly, it would not be allowed. Banging a nail into the wall, of course, that is not allowed. That itself is considered bona. Besides, a hammer is muksa and all that type of stuff. But that is why a hammer is muksa, because the normal usage of a hammer is to bang a nail into the wall. Since banging a nail into the wall is considered bona, so then that is not allowed. So you can't, of course, you can't bang a nail into the wall. You can't. Also, it's because of makav patish. The Mishnah Berurah even says it's makav patish, but others say it's because of bona. Also, adding a hook to the wall, even with just glue, not just nail in a hook. A lot of times you have like those stickies that stick to the wall, you want to hang up a towel or something like that. So that is attached to the wall. I mean, yes, you could pull it off just the same way you put it on, you could also pull it off, but it's attached to the wall, it's tight, and it's there to stay. It's part of the wall now. That is not allowed to be attached on Shabbos. Suction also. Suction also. That would also be considered, yeah.
Even though it's not tape, it's just a suction to the wall? It can come off easy?
It could come off. The fact that it could come off easy is not... that's considered by a wall. If it's attached to a house or to a wall or structure, then the fact that it's considered loose is really not... is not going to be a heter, like we said before. That's not going to make it permitted. It's put there. It's considered now attached to the wall. That's considered attached to the wall.
Let's say you have someone's running around and hits a picture off the wall, and there's a nail that you can put right back in the hole and hang the picture back up. Can you do that?
So the nail, putting the nail back in the hole, okay, that we say is not allowed.
No, you can't.
The nail, then what? Even because once the nail come off, it's not like the fact that you made the hole in the wall. even if the hole in the wall is there already, you're taking the nail and you're putting it in. Usually, the only way you could get a nail in the wall is by hammering it. But even if there's a hole there already, to put the nail back in, I don't think that's
but
allowed.
But if there was a hole in the ground...
That's as far as Chorish, right. That's what we said last week. Okay, I don't know, you can't... that's two different things. We said last week that if you have a... Your father asked me this question once. I quoted your father last week, but I didn't say it was your father. But he was the one who asked me. He was the one who asked me about the key in the ground. He said he was somewhere for Shabbos once, and he wanted to put a key in the ground before Shabbos because he needed the key by a certain door that there was no Erev. And the question was if you could take the key out or some type of flag or stop sign out of the ground on Shabbos. So the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says that that's allowed because the hole was in the ground before Shabbos already. I just exposed the hole. I didn't make a hole on Shabbos. It was ready. The hole was really there from before Shabbos. It was just, I'm just exposing it. That's what we discussed last week. So she wanted to know now if you could put the nail back in because the hole was already there. But it's two different things. So over here, if the hole is there, the nail you can't put back in. You also can't put thumbtacks into the wall. It's a bulletin board because that's now sticking onto the wall. And the what's those boards called? You know, those oak boards, those are part of the wall. And now you're putting the thumbtacks into it. That is also not allowed on Shabbos.
What about a magnet?
A magnet is a very good discussion, a very good question. Believe it or not, I think Rabbi Yashav says that a magnet, you're not allowed to put a magnet on a refrigerator or something like that because of topher. Because it's like sewing. Now, when we say sewing, we all know that you're not allowed to tape and glue things on Shabbos. Those are all under the category of topher. It's not sewing with a needle and thread, but under topher is included is taping and gluing and stapling and things like that. So I believe it's Rabbi Yashav that he says, maybe it's a Nissen Krelitz, but one of the places can say that a magnet is included in that. A magnet, only a Midr Abanon maybe, but a magnet will be included in that. So as far as Bona, perhaps it's not a problem, but as far as topher, quite possibly.
So if you have magnets on your refrigerator, you can't.
The Apaiskim that say it's allowed. I could look up again as far as the practical halacha. I don't. This is not my notebook on Topher. I don't think it is. Right, but I would have to see what how many Apaiskim are to each side. You know, which way I'll be comfortable coming out. But I know that it's a big discussion about magnets on Shabbos.
And as far as suction, it's only for things that are going to be permanently. You want permanent. Like if I have a sponge that has a suction that I, or you know, like a Shabbosy sponge.
Right.
Thing for the sink. You know, like you can.
And you want to stick it onto
stick
the wall.
Stick it onto the sink, the inside of the sink.
Oh, yeah, but I would think that's also not allowed because. Unless it's going to be another heter that we're going to discuss shortly, something that's called derech tashmisha. That's just a normal way to do it, to take on and off, that quite possibly that'll be allowed. But any of these hooks, you know, they hang up a towel on, that's meant to stay. Even though you could take it off, that's meant to stay. And perhaps over here, by your case, that'll be allowed. Something that's normal to put on and off, mm-hmm. You know, quite possible that'll be allowed.
You know,
let's say a picture.
You just mentioned tape, it can't tape anything. If you find a piece of tape, let's say like last week, I found on the plastic tablecloth there was a piece of scotch tape. Somebody was doing some taping and left it. Can I peel it off?
So that would be a question of korea, of tearing. Meaning those are two opposites. Topher is sewing and korea is tearing. So the question is that considered korea? If it was put there.
Wasn't put there on purpose in terms of it wasn't taped
right.
To the tablecloth. It was just doing some taping and a piece of tape stuck to the tablecloth.
It could be that's kireya. I would imagine that piece of tape is muksa anyway. I would imagine. I don't see tape is muksa on Shabbos because there is problems of tefer. That's why tape is muksa, staples are muksa, and all those type of things are muksa. So, anyways, you can't. I would imagine you can't take it off because of muksa. Would it be kireya? Quite possible it will be kireya. Not midiraisa, but quite possibly be considered on a derabbanan level.
Mm.
Could be. Maybe even on the Raisa level because it's considered constructive because it's in your way, you don't want it. I'd have to think, it could be that would be forbidden on a Korea, even because of Korea, but anyways, because of Muksa, it would not be allowed.
Found it, once I think I found a piece of table on a skirt.
On a skirt.
Yeah.
Could
I just like pull it off a little or just brush it?
Let me look into that again. Let me check back again about that. I have to, definitely possible, it could be, you know, it would be allowed. I don't know, it could be not. I have to think about that, okay? Have to get back to you. Remind me. Let's say a picture falls off the wall, so the nail is still on the wall. So the picture, so like we said before, when we were talking about the blinds, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that if it's just on a hook onto the wall, so even though the picture is, you plan on keeping the picture there for a very, very long time, but since it's just on a hook, we say that that's not part of the wall. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that's not considered part of the wall, and then that is allowed. The Chazon Ish says it's not allowed. The Chazon Ish says it's not allowed. All these things with the hooks, the weights, with the blinds and things like that, the Chazon Ish says it's not allowed. You know, listen, Rav Moshe against the Chazon Ish, you know, I'm not going to be the one to decide who's right, but there is such a thing as, you know, in America we go with Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Eretz Yisrael we go with the Chazon Ish. Definitely, if a picture falls off on the floor and you're nervous it's going to get broken or something like that, and or it's, you're embarrassed and guests are coming and you really want to put it back, so you definitely have Rav Moshe Feinstein to rely on, and you'd be able to put it back. But to go take it off in the first place, you know, that preferably you shouldn't do. I saw one time in Shul where there was the shul schedule was hanging on the wall, and this guy wanted to know what time mincha was, a ma'ariv. He wanted to announce it in the shul, so he took it off the wall and brought it inside the shul, you know, to read the announcements from it, and then he hung it back up on the wall. So that shouldn't be done. You know, don't go ahead and take it off in order to go put it back on. Preferably, you shouldn't go take it off. But once it fell off, you have Ramosha Feinstein to rely on. But the picture can't be muksa. If the picture, like we discussed by the halachos of muksa, muksa machmas chasar and kis, something that's very expensive, but that's something that you consider off limits, if you have a very fancy painting, very expensive, and you never want to touch it, you would never do anything with it, but then it happens to fall off the wall, and it's still in good condition, and you still want to save it, so quite possible that picture is muksa, because it's muksa machmas chasar and kis. It's considered something very expensive, and you have it. I don't have any paintings like that in my house. I mean, my pictures are very dear to me, of the Gedolim pictures we have, and the pictures of the kids, and things like that, but none of them are on the level of muksa, so if something falls off, according to Moshe Feinstein, I'll be allowed to hang it back up. Not to put the nail back up, or the hook, but if the hook or the nail is still there, just to put the picture back up. Shower rod. So let's say that falls off. So of course we're not taking showers on Shabbos or anything like that, but let's say you come to the bathroom, especially you have guests, it's embarrassing with showers on the floor, with the curtain all over the floor. Can I put it back up? So the answer is no, because you're attaching it, and it's just like also like a suction. A lot of times the shower rods that we have are the suction type, or the press
tension
type. I'm sorry?
Tension rod.
Tension rod, thank you, that's what it's called. Okay.
And the rods, they sort of like, they're just the right size to like fit in.
Right.
Sometimes like they fall off.
Sometimes they fall off. Okay. So would that, so the way it would
I'm
be
not
put
back. Tell
them. What?
I'm not
going to
go tell them
to be Michal Shamas. No, it wouldn't be a good idea. I don't know if they would invite you back. But,
No, but I
can't. So there, it's not being attached to a house. Meaning, what we keep on saying is that even if something is loose, but if it's attached to the house, we don't have such a heter. Over here, I don't even know if the shower rod will be considered loose. You know, that's considered pretty tight. It stays on for quite some time until my kids pull it off when they're in the bath. But something like a mechitza, you know, it's tall, but it's not wide enough. So could be it'll be more lenient to put it back on if, let's say, it falls off. But that's something that I'd imagine that it's normal, you know, to go ahead and tighten, you know.
Right,
so then you won't be allowed to put it up even loosely, because you may come to tighten it. You know, if there is a way to like just maybe just stretch it out a little bit, and you know, to try and secure it and to make it that it won't fall again, that'll be considered tight. And you know, then you wouldn't be allowed to even do it loosely. Quite possible, you know, that would not be allowed to be put back up on Shabbos. Is it better to daven without a mechitza? I don't know. But you're not putting out the mechitzas. Maybe, you know, the woman could move over. Could move over if that part of the mechitza falls off. Yeah,
so you can't put a tension rod up on Shabbos.
No, so the tension rod should not be put up on Shabbos, because that's attached to the house. And even if you would say that that's considered loose, but it's not allowed to be put up loose because it's attached to the house.
That looks like you just like move it away. So
You could move. Is it muksa? I don't think it's muksa, because it's something that's pretty, and you know, it's something that could really look pretty, so I don't think that that'll be considered muksa. Even if it would be, as we've discussed, you'll have to kick it off to the side. But to put it back up, that wouldn't be allowed. But imagine if it's in the way, for sure you could kick it off, even if it would be considered muksa. But something like that, I don't think that'll be considered muksa.
Can you fix it?
Meaning it's still up on
it's still
the.
Still up, but it's crooked. You know, like my kids will pull on the curtains, and then
right.
One side will go low.
So you're afraid that if it gets crooked, then it may fall.
It might fall
because it's not straight.
Yeah.
And it'll look silly.
Yeah.
So that's similar to what someone had asked before about the broom. That if it's just 3/4 of the way out, you just want to fix it. I'd imagine that's not a problem, because it's still attached to the wall, and you're just securing it. It's good. It's not broken at all. It didn't fall off. I would imagine it would be the same idea as before, and that would be allowed. You're not building it right now. It's already built.
Isn't it like if
So so we're gonna discuss that also. We still have to get to the leaves and the table. We'll just jump to those two things. With the next class, Be'ez Hashem, what we'll discuss is the what's called Derech Tashmisho. What's the normal way of usage? Now, all these things, I mean, it's not normal to take down and put up. Something broke, or you want to just put it on. You want to put on something for the first time. Something that's normal to take off and put on, and loosen and tighten, and open and close, like perhaps the sponges against the side of the wall, or the leaf to the table, or a child safety gate, we're going to find the heter that's not considered bonet. That's not considered building, because that's just the way of usage. Opening up a door and closing a door. That's really why it's permitted. When I'm closing a door, maybe I'm building on Shabbos, and when I'm opening a door, maybe I'm soser, I'm demolishing on Shabbos, but the answer is no, because that's just the normal way to use it, opening up a salt shaker, a baby bottle. So next week, Be'ez Hashem, next class, we'll discuss those types of heters, but that's why all these three cases are generally going to be permitted: the suction on the side of the sink, and the leaf in the table, and the child safety gates, because that's normal to open and close. That's not considered building. And Be'ez Hashem will also discuss other cases like that. And we have to discuss pack and plays and playpens and strollers opening up and closing, and toilets plunging, the top of the toilet, and other enjoyable stuff.
Okay. Is there an easy difference between bonnet and non-bonnet?